Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is moving into Iraq. That's the headline. John Rood comes to give us more details in a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Seems like NATO members are agreeing to expand an Iraq mission.
There's certainly issues here in Iraq. The NATO members are agreeing to expand. It's actually presented that the United States footprint could be reduced while other NATO countries would go into Iraq. I believe from my experience that NATO has a consensus with the leaders at the top and the commands, even though there's certain opposition at lower levels. The Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, I'd like to go with what he says, that this is being put together to fight the international terrorism and some of the factions within Iraq.
As we've talked in the past, John, NATO is somewhat of a surrogate military force for the European Union. And I understand the European Union is ready to defend the Baltic states against Russia. What's going on as they are confronted by Russia now?
Well, the Baltic states, of course, are nations Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. There's not a real pro-Russian sentiment in those countries, and indeed, at one time, they were satellite republics of the Soviet Union. NATO sees them as very key players. NATO is actually putting together what is entitled the Defender Exercise 2020, and so this is actually a very strong, perhaps the largest military exercises since the end of the Cold War. And Russia does react to such trainings. So NATO wants to show their capability to move in troops and resources quickly. Russia is certainly taking note of this.
John Rood with the details on the NATO moves into the Middle East and into Europe. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. John's report focused on NATO, which in reality is the military arm of the European Union. NATO will play a key role in the world today and in the future. As we watch the European Union becoming the revived Roman Empire of the end-time prophetic scenario of Bible prophecy, we can realize that the revived Roman Empire must have a military component. At this time, NATO is fulfilling that need. Daniel chapters 2 and 7 both call for the revived Roman Empire and its mighty army. Iraq, the European Union, and Russia, all mentioned today on the broadcast, are included in the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy, a scenario that is unfolding today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...